Blog Talk Radio.
Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, it's Monday Madness. The NFL Week 5. Major League Baseball playoffs. And we got the NBA preseason, baby. And as always, we got my man from the left coast, Juelz the G. And my man T-Raw always riding shotgun with me, my cellmate. What the deal, T-Raw? What's up with you in the world, man? You know it's a big day tomorrow. If the world don't know, tomorrow is my co-host's birthday. So, if you hip to the streets is talking, man, they watching too. But anyway, yo, Raw, can't wait. Birthday edition for T-Row tonight, special show. What's up, bro?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. I
want to
say what's up to
the world. Yo, I want to say what's up to the world. You know, I appreciate everything over the weekend, L Boogie. You know, yeah, tomorrow's the boy's birthday. Gonna be 41 years young. You know how we do, man. Just keeping the wheels twirling, you know. Don't nothing stop. We just keep doing what we're doing every day, all day. You know what I'm saying? So big up to all my fam. You know, appreciate, you know, the little comedy show we went to over the weekend. Pretty funny. You know what I'm saying? Had a great time. GME in the house. You know what I'm saying? With that boy Finesse. And it was all gravy, man. But, you know, we can get to that a little bit later. Let's get on these sports, you know. Like you say, we got a lot to talk about with the NBA. Got a lot to talk about with baseball. Got it, but it's definitely enough to talk about the NFL. So let's get right to it, man. You know, we cut it short on Friday. So let's give the people what they looking for on this good hot Monday. So what's on the menu, L Boogie?
Man, shout out to Rooster and my cousin Kim. But first on the menu is this Major League Baseball. It's money time. And let's start with the NL. You know, St. Louis, they never cease to amaze me. They're 7-1 in elimination games. And as soon as you think the last pitch, it's 3-2, two outs in the ninth, they seem to seize the moment and come up with a victory. Also, remember on their run to the, you know, the World Series, they were a strike away, bro. You know, your team had them on the ropes. They prevailed.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that, man. We don't need to talk about that.
We don't need to bring
that
up. Okay.
No, don't hurt my heart anymore. Anymore.
Okay.
No, it's hurting already.
Don't hurt it. Okay, I'm sorry. So, with that being said, who do you think is going to come out? Who do you think is going to come out of that series with St. Louis and the Pirates tied 2-2, going back to the Lou?
Yeah, it's a great thing that we've seen this type of series, you know. But at the end, when it all boils down to it, like you mentioned, the St. Louis Cardinals are 7-1 in elimination games. And they're going to be playing at home. And history has proven time after time again that the best team is the team that's going to win, which will be the St. Louis Cardinals, because they're going to be playing at home and they're used to this type of environment, these type of situations. So Pittsburgh, you know, you had a great run. It's been nice. Tampa's looking the same way against Boston. But I have St. Louis if I had to pick. If I had to choose, I'm going to definitely choose St. Louis to win an elimination game. They'll be 8-1. They know how to win games like this. And like you mentioned, a couple years back, same thing happened. They've been there. They've done it before. And just like you say, I've seen this picture before. I've seen this movie before. And, you know, it's nothing different. Nothing's going to change. It's the exact same thing. St. Louis will find a way to win, but I'm really rooting for the Pittsburgh Pirates to pull it out. I want to see the Bucks do their thing. They are hot right now, and they should have won at home to close it out, but I think that was just too hype for them to actually, you know, get it done. And so, but we'll see. I got St. Louis, but I'm really rooting for the Pittsburgh Pirates because I like the way that they brought the city alive, because they really need it more than anybody. Who you got?
I told you. I want to see McCutcheon, Andrew, I want to see him and his guys go to the next round. I want to see him get MVP of the NL.
Right,
I got
right.
The Pirates. I said they were going to get in. I'm riding with them all the way. And I know they're from Pittsburgh, and I'm from Cleveland. But they're in a different division. They're in the National League. So
right.
I'm rooting for them. And I know we have some L.A. Dodger fans that's in the asylum ready to, you know, try to slit my throat because I'm talking against the Dodgers, who just went up 2-1 against the Braves. So going to that series, who you got – coming out of there? There's one more game in L.A., and Atlanta's trying to force a game 5. Will they prevail?
Not this year. I think the L.A. Dodgers are on a mission. The bats came alive last night, as we saw, and it's guys hitting home runs left field, center, and right for the L.A. Dodgers, and it's just not their power hitters like Gonzalez all the time, but he's playing a major part in it. And then they're going to close it out with Kershaw. Come on, man. You know what time it is. Who is another candidate for that, you know, National League MVP award as well. So, you know, it's going to be – we're going to see what happens. But I don't think Atlanta's going to have that what they need to get over to the next hump, man. Those days for Atlanta are over there rebuilding and trying to get that organization back to what it used to be. Granted, they did a great job this season of holding on to a great record and doing what they needed to do, but I think their time is up. I think that these boys are really have opened up their bats, and the L.A. Dodgers have done it time and time again. When they get on base, they looking to score, not just one, but everybody. So the bats are livening up for the Dodgers. I don't see any way that the Braves can tame that for one more game with Kershaw on the mound. I don't see it happening. So I'm rolling with the Dodgers to close it out. But the Braves, you had a great season. Who you got?
Well, I'm going with the Dodgers, you know, because my man Magic Johnson, he has a piece in the franchise. So I'm going to go with the Dodgers. You know, that's a sidebar. But one guy that I am happy for is Carl Crawford. I'm glad to see that through all the injuries and through, you know, a lot of adversity, that he is able to shine now and, you know, have really kind of like minor injuries. Everybody has bruises or bumps or whatnot,
right,
or hurt. But I was kind of happy that he got on track last night, and hopefully, you know, he can live up to the money that he was given. So,
which was a lot of money.
Oh, like, man, I know you smell the money. They're one of the highest. If they're third in payroll, so
right,
you have one who's third in the majors in payroll, and you have the Pirates, who's probably fourth or fifth in ladder. Exactly. So it's going to be very interesting. I really would love to see that. That's an old school traditional series. You know, Pittsburgh has some tradition, and it's good to see that they're back, and it's good for baseball in the Midwest or whatnot. So I'm looking to hopefully that happens. Now let's switch over to the AL. Tampa Bay on the ropes right now. They're down 2-0. But let's talk about Oakland and Detroit first. Oakland went into Detroit, into the D today, and knocked off Mickey and the boys. Are you concerned? Will they force a game five?
Yeah, I'm not concerned about that series, because I know Detroit is going to pick it up and make it go to a game five. Whether they win it against the Oakland A's, I don't know about, you know, in a game five situation. I know that the Detroit Tigers have a better, you know, lineup as far as hitting goes versus the Oakland A's. But, you know, Oakland A's deal with that Moneyball situation. You know, they made a movie after the Oakland A's and this Moneyball situation. So, you know, it's true. And they're proving it year and time after again that they don't have to have the big names. They just going to deal with the guys that got the good stats that fit their organization and their style of play, and they're going to bring those boys out to get it done. And Oakland A showed today that they are not afraid of the Detroit Tigers. They went into the Motor City, L Boogie, down to the Motor City, and got a win, 6-3. I mean, it wasn't close. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that, I know Detroit is going to be able to, you know, find a way to force a game five, because they're going to be playing at home. They got a little rest up on them. You know, baseball is funny. You know, you be traveling, and as soon as you get home, you got to get ready to go to work. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just think Detroit's going to have the pitching ready, and they're going to bring their A game and somehow, some way, force a game five. Who you got?
Well, just like I said on the sports officials when they did their Major League Baseball preview, I told them guys about the A's. Very, very much so, like you said, like the Moneyball. They have pitching, just like Detroit. They're going to go pitch for pitch. The thing about Oakland is they play small ball more so than Detroit. So when Detroit is looking for maybe getting one on, then hitting a home run, but what Oakland does, they bunt to get on or get spanked base hits. And then next thing you know, they went on a two-out rally and scored three runs. So you had to watch out for Oakland. And they have power in the lineup. But their pitching is outstanding too. So I got to go with the A's, bro. I'm really going with the A's. I hope that they do their thing. And we need some new meat up there.
somebody to face Boston. Because it looks like Boston is going to, you know, Big Poppy and the boys look like they're going to put this smackdown on Tampa. They vacationed at home early.
Yeah, Tampa Bay has been such a disappointment to me up until this point, L Boogie. I just can't believe that they play spoiler not only to my city team, but to your city team as well. And had to look at their faces everywhere that they went, and they can't go into Boston. I guess Boston got that Boston Strong jumping off. They got that momentum for what happened at the Boston Marathon. You know, they still working for a cause. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just upset that Tampa Bay hasn't won at least one game or even been in a game in this series, being down 0-2. Looks a little better right now. Hopefully they can, you know, if they don't win, at least make it look like they tried. You know what I'm saying? But looks like Boston's going to take it on to the next level. And, yeah, it's going to be definitely tough. Boy, when you make it to the next level, Detroit or Oakland, whoever decides to come out of that series. So, yeah, I'm going for Boston Strong, too. I would really love to go for Tampa Bay, but I just don't see them coming back. And David Price, you need another game, and I don't think you're going to get it. So, oh, but no, you got Rock last game. That's right. So, yeah, he's going to be sitting down for a minute, too. So, yeah, it's over in Tampa Bay. Good run, you spoilers. I can't believe it. You got everybody hyped up on you, and then you go out to Boston and sit down like some little cats. I can't believe it. Boy, that sucks. I tell you, L Boogie. But, you know, that's how baseball goes, baby. That's how baseball goes.
Oh, yeah. It got ugly. So I hope that they can get it going. But it's gonna be tough. By Friday, we'll know who will be fighting to get into the World Series. Because it looks like these first couple series, it's not going to go five games, except the Pirates in St. Louis, and that's because those guys play each other every day. They're in the same league, same pennant race. So it's going to be very difficult. And let's get to this NFL, Raw. As soon as we get back from commercial, we're going to talk about week 5 in review. That Denver Broncos Dallas Cowboy games. I can't wait to hear the asylum. The Browns, are they for real? 3-2, still ahead in the division. Everybody in the conference won. But when we get back, we'll talk about that Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m., 347-855-8896. Let's go, Ro. On the way home, and my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, 500,000 for a show, and we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. The streets is talking, sports talk show with Twisted Hip Hop. my co-host T-Roll, Jewel to G, my cellmates. I'm your host, L Boogie. Man, shout out, man. Green Eye Bandit, man. What the deal? Rooster, we gonna get you guys in. Mr. Controversy, I see you out there, the chef. But let's talk a little NFL. And I know guys are biting at the chumps about talking about their Cleveland Browns. But before we get to the Browns, let's go to the epic game. What are you thinking about the performance of Peyton Manning and Tony Romo? You're coming from Dallas, Texas, T-Ro. We watched the game together. And I want you to tell me two things. What do you think about the comments of Jerry Jones saying how proud he was of Tony Romo? And do you give Tony Romo a pass for a great performance, but he threw an interception?
Oh, L Boogie, L Boogie, L Boogie. I know people in the asylum want to get at it, so I'm going to make this real simple and real quick. What I'm going to say about that game is that I appreciate the effort. Man, we had the Denver Broncos on the ropes. Peyton Manning threw his first interception of the season. Now, L Boogie, listen to me. I know Peyton Manning is a bad, bad man. 52 last week and managed to put up 51 this week. But do I give Tony Romo a pass for throwing an interception? Hell no. Damn it, Tony Romo. You do it to me every damn time. Tony Romo. God, man, I support Tony Romo so much, L Boogie, but damn, I don't give a damn about the 506 yards and the 5 touchdowns. I really don't. What I am concerned about, L Boogie, are W's. They're calling our division the NFC least. Dude, does Tony Romo not understand that? I hate to wake up every morning to see First Take and Stephen A. say, damn you, Stephen A. The Cowboys are an accident waiting to happen. You know, I hate to hear that every Monday morning, man. I hate to hear that from Stephen A. I want Stephen A. to eat those words one of these days. But having Tony Romo as the quarterback, so hell no, he don't get no damn pass, L Boogie. I'm mad at that dude. He don't get no pass. 506 yards don't mean shit to me. We need W. We are winners in Dallas. We wear stars for a reason. We are America's team. And to be 2-3 instead of 3-2 is very fucking disappointing. I'm sorry, world. I didn't mean to say that. But I am upset. Does he get a pass? Hey, he don't get no pass, L Boogie. All right, man, if you give him a pass, man, I'm going to step on your toes, man. You better, do you give this man a pass for doing what he did last night? For losing? For having the game and then losing it?
The receiver could have came back and helped him a little bit on play. Now, that was not winning on the play. That was somebody else. So maybe he don't know how to slip and slide and get to that spot. But Tony Romo matched him, pound for pound, shot for shot. Tony Romo matched him. Let's not forget, both teams had crucial turnovers. That's how you beat Denver on human error. Holding calls, a pass interference, a fumble. Because Peyton Manning is not going to throw too many interceptions, but the ones that he do throw, you have to take advantage. But let's talk about Dallas defense. We can't put it all on Tony Romo. You man, they put up 51 points.
It's a bad situation for the Kiffins. What's going on with the Kiffin family? They need to X these boys out of college and the pro league. That shit don't work no more.
He running Tampa 2 in 2013.
What the? Man, Warren Sapp is not in the middle of our defensive line. We got the boys clowning from the outside, not the inside. What's, I don't understand, man. This is driving me nuts.
Once again, the NFC East.
Hey, man, you watch your tongue. Don't you be talking about my league, man. Don't you be talking about my division, man. We got to go to the sauna because you know it's super hot and you know that it was the game of the year. We definitely going to get to the other squad. But you know the sauna is hot, El Boogie.
Man, they talking about the Cleveland Browns. You're 3-2. You've won 3 in a row. You lost maybe a promising quarterback. He's out with an ACL injury. I ask you this, world. Don't do the Derek Anderson. Don't think because he's won 2 games, he's the answer to the future. Don't pay him. We know he's from St. Ignatius, but don't give him the money. But do you think the Browns are for real? They back with Brandon Wheaton. Oh, my goodness. NBG, nothing but garbage. But, Ro, let's go to the asylum, man. I know it's hot, man. I know they thirsty. Their mouths, their waters is dry, man. Let's who we got coming in? I know they want to attack the Boogie, man, and T-Ro.
Man, you know what, man? We're going to keep it. We're going to go down to the C-Town, man, where you from, man. Bring out the first-time caller, man, to see what they got to say about the streets. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
My name Roots. I'm calling from Cleveland, man.
Oh, Roots, welcome to the show, man. You on live, man, with your boy L Boogie and your boy T-Ro. What's on your mind,
what's
man?
Up,
you know, it was some great games over the weekend. Talk to us.
Oh, well, you know, good games over the weekend. Now, that Dallas and Denver game, now, you sure can't give Romo a pass on that. Let the defense should have stood up a little more, but that's Peyton Manning. So, by being Romo, you know you can't give him the ball. You know you can't put it back. I mean, try not to make that error. And, I mean, punt the ball if it come down to it. Interception, but... You know, you can't give him a pass for it.
What do you think about your Cleveland Browns? First of all, shout out to me. And also, he's my cousin, man. Shout out, man, to the family. Rue, what's going on, man? Little Chief and them, they playing football. I see you on Instagram. Little Chief, what's the deal, babe? I see you out there hitting.
Oh, yeah, well, the Browns, man, I just feel cheated, man. I mean, the sports guys look upon us and laugh. We ain't had a quarterback since they left. And, I mean, who was our last quarterback? Eric Zier and Testaverde on his last leg? I mean, we ain't had a quarterback in years. We ain't had a quarterback in years. Just to get a good glimpse, I mean, I would have liked to see what Hoyer did because Lombardi – did have praise for him even before he was on the Browns. I mean, he was doing write-ups on him, and he liked him. His decision-making was on point. I would just like to see him have a more resume, but, you know, longer resume. But I liked him. I don't think they should pay him. And, I'm cussing everybody out because we've been playing.
Don't forget this, too. The same GM, the Lombardi guy, he was the same GM for the Oakland Raiders when they passed up on Calvin Johnson in that class to get DeMarcus Russell. So be careful who's your GM.
Yeah, but, you know, wasn't nobody about to pass DeMarcus Russell. That boy was laying down on his back throwing the ball 110 yards.
Whew, I don't know about that one.
Now,
I don't know about that one.
He was on his knees throwing 70 yards, though. You know, he was on his knees throwing 70 yards. You can't pass up on that.
I don't know.
True.
What do you? I got a question for you. NBA. It's NBA preseason. You thinking that LeBron is going to repeat, three-peat?
It's set up for him. It's about how I really think it's on how Wade gonna go too. Because in that finals, Wade didn't look too good, and he struggled, man. He would have never lost that headband. We would have been crowning the Spurs.
Who you got coming out the West? It's gonna be difficult, guys. Then read up and got some. You know what I mean? They got Andrew Iguodala out there and Golden State with the Splash Brothers. I mean, what you think out there in the West?
I don't know. I like the Clippers out there for real. I like what they did. If Blake Griffin could find a post up game, I mean, you know, it's a lot more than dunks. He could find a post up game. I think the Clippers would be all right. And We got to see how OKC gonna work out. Well, I mean, Durant gonna have to take on a new role for the first month or so. So we gonna have to see how that work out. If he can put those numbers up and find somebody else that he was in the playoffs when Westbrook first went out, they might can go too.
Right, right. That's a good situation that they jumping off with in the West. It's gonna be hard. We gonna see. And you know, I'm just glad NBA is back. And, you know, Rooster, you can call anytime, man, Mondays or Fridays. It's your boy L Boogie and T-Row. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's
yeah,
the street,
Kevin,
baby.
Kevin.
L Boogie.
Thanks for the show, man. Y'all putting it down, man.
No doubt. And, Rue, don't forget, listen to this, Rue. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, I got you, cuz.
No doubt.
First time caller, L Boogie, you know what I'm saying? We got to appreciate the love from the fam, you know what I'm saying? Kicking it down there in Cleveland, you know what I mean? Biggest shout out to Rico Suave. I see you, Uncle Don. You know what it is. I see you, C-No, straight from Cali. You know how we get it in, you know what I mean? Big shout out to Rooster for that, man, you know what I'm saying? Showing love to his kinfolk, L Boogie. L Boogie, y'all go way back.
Oh, man, I knew him even before he was born, man. His mother and my father, brother and sister, man, to the world.
Ah, get down with the get down, man. That's the 411. That's how we like to get it down on the streets, you know what I'm saying? Let's kick it. Let's keep it going in the asylum, man. But you got something else you want to kick about that NFL before we jump back into the asylum?
One more thing. Matt Schaub, he's next to be whacked. He's the next quarterback to be whacked.
You don't like the Texans with Matt Schaub back there?
Listen to this. If somebody don't beat him up in the locker room, they better get rid of that guy because it's going to get ugly. The defense can do so much.
3 points in the last six quarters, L Boogie? I don't know.
Him and Phillip Rivers. No disrespect to the Raiders. Big up to the Raiders and Terrell Pryor. Terrell Pryor, you're getting better each game. And I just want to say, I can recall when you were at Ohio State, I said Cam Newton had a better ball than you, and you needed to get better. But it looks like, you know, you're evolving, and you're getting better. I give you credit, TP. You know what I mean? But Phillip Rivers, he's the next one to get whacked. Those two guys need to be whacked. It's rebuilding time on those two franchise. You heard it here first. Ed Reed, if I were you, it's time to retire after this because it's over. Over. Time to say goodbye. So, you know, sorry, Houston, you have a problem. There is a big problem in Houston, Texas. Hey, Bum B. Ooh, wait, baby. I don't know. It's ugly in Texas. So that's my take on the NFL before we get back into the asylum, man.
Right. Well, let's jump back into it before we take this next commercial break. We're going to keep it live in the C-Town. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to the ones that keep it true to us. You know, we're going to go to Mr. Valentino down there kicking it. I'm surprised he ain't at work, you know what I'm saying? But he must have had a day off today. Yo, Green Eye, what's the deal, baby?
What's the deal, T-Ro?
Man, you know how we get down, man. We in the streets trying to keep our head above the clouds, me and L Boogie and, a studio guest in Bluesy Breezy. You know what I'm saying? But you know how I go, man. What's the deal?
I'm ready to jump in. Well, let's go. Bring some.
Hey, oh, man, you know, man. I want you to think of the question of the night for a second before L Boogie begin to drill you. But, you know, think about it, because before you end, you got to answer this question. Does Tony Romo get a pass for what happened against Denver last night? So think about that when L Boogie hit him.
Green Eye Bandit, good evening. Welcome
good evening
to the streets is talking with a twist of hip hop. Now, let me ask you this. Are the Browns for real? That's first and foremost. That's one question. And before you, you know, after you speak on that, what happened to your Indians, man? And thirdly, hold on. The Tony Romo question. In that order.
All right. The first thing, are the Browns for real? I can't really answer that question if the Browns are for real or not right now. I still need a few more games to analyze this team. I say this, the way the Steelers are playing right now, the Browns have played Pittsburgh. I mean, they didn't play Cincinnati already. They beat them. They lost to the Ravens at home after the Ravens just got drubbed by the Broncos. We played them two teams in the conference already. If we can pound on Pittsburgh after all the years of getting drubbed by the Steelers, I don't know they for real. We got to win this game on Sunday, of course, against Detroit. All right? So as of right now about the Browns, I can't say. Give me a few more games to analyze this team, and then I'll be able to tell you. The Indians, we couldn't score enough runs for Danny Salazar. That was a rookie pitcher that night. He gave up 3 runs. The offense just didn't contribute. We had bases loaded with no outs at one time. There was another moment where we had guys from first and third with one out. We couldn't produce any runs. So in the offseason, we got to get us a middle-of-the-order bat to go along with these little bat niggas we got. We need some power in the middle. And then the last thing, with Tony Romo, does he get a pass? The guy threw for 500 yards last night. And he went toe-to-toe with Peyton Manning. The play, when it happened, the interception, that was a great play by the defender, man. That game could have went either way at any time, and you saw it last night. It kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It just so happened that Peyton Manning got the ball last. And he's an NFL quarterback, one of the best from the neck up. He won that game. Got him at field goal range, he won the game. It could have went the other way. It just so happened that Peyton Manning's interception happened a lot earlier in the game, and Romo's just happened to happen at the end. But it was a great play by the defensive guy, man. I don't give him a pass.
You're going to give him a pass. T-Row does not give him a pass because he's seen this movie before. That's like Kobe Bryant. You miss all them shots, but you make the most important one. You're as good as your last throw. You're as good as your last shot. His last throw was an interception, as usual. It's like we knew it was going to happen, though. You always do this, Tony. So I said, why can't the defense come up with a stop or two also? They let a team put up 51 points, regardless of it's Peyton Manning. You don't let them put up 51. It's the NFL.
Right.
Oh. It was like how you'd be beating me on Madden.
Right. So he can't take all the blame then. You're right. The defense got to step up at some point. You're right. 51
Man,
points, that's a lot.
The hell with all that. That was on Tony Romo. We put the ball in his hands in the last minute and a half. And he decides to throw a damn pick. Good thing it wasn't a pick six. I'd have threw up.
He threw a picky pool.
Zero, I know y'all sick down there. They sick down there.
We don't
want to
win the division. They call it my division,
the
NFC league.
The whole state of Texas. The whole state of Texas right now with Houston and the Cowboys. They both
yeah.
in a state of desperation
that was,
right
yeah.
now.
Before we go to commercial, Zeke, before we go to commercial, Green Eye, that was my next question was, what intrigued you about week five? What was the most thing that intrigued you in the NFL about week five before we go to our next commercial?
Man, I got to say Peyton Manning, man. Honestly, man. This guy has thrown 20 touchdowns in five games. 20 touchdowns with only one pick. Like, just
yeah.
the way that he went up and down the field, just up and he just goes up and down the field. He calls plays from the line. He adjusts the routes of every receiver at the line at his beck and call, man. Like, the way he playing right now, man, after coming back from the surgery injury he had, unbelievable, man. Peyton Manning, man. I got to go with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, buddy. Still can't believe we didn't whoop his ass yesterday. Still can't believe it. On that Romo?
Now, before we let you off the hook, Zeke, before we let you off the hook, NBA preseason also, what are your Cavs looking like? The streets is talking. What are they saying on the streets in the barbershops and all over the, you know what I mean? Let me know something.
This is what I hope they saying. I hope they saying Kyrie learned to play some defense. Because if Kyrie can play some defense on these NBA point guards, we have a chance of winning. If Kyrie don't play no D, we gonna lose, man. He gets roasted by some of the NBA guards, man. He gets his. I need him to get his and stop the other PG too, man. And then I'll know if we for real or not. Because listen, Kyrie is being mentioned as one of the best players in the league. If that's the case, he got to stand up and put the Cavaliers on his back, no matter how young he is. Derrick Rose
right.
won the MVP. He was the youngest player in league history to win the MVP, Derrick Rose.
Right.
So
after
you can't
his,
tell
what,
me it's about
year.
Your age, it's about your maturity, man. He got to step up, play defense, take the team on his back, and let's go.
Speaking of Derrick Rose, what do you think about his first 20 minutes, you know what I mean, against the Indiana Pacers?
Man, I ain't even see that, but I saw his commercial for Adidas. I loved it.
Right.
Did you see it yet? It's
yes,
cold.
I did.
And he finishes at the end. That lets me know he's ready right there, Devin.
And you know it.
Man.
And you know it. And there you have it, man. The streets are talking.
Oh, man. As usual, man. Thanks for your take, the Green Eye Bandit. And listen to this. He plays overseas, ladies. You know, he floats in and out of town.
Oh, that's stupid. Green Eye, we'll holler at you, baby. Much love.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Woo! Man, stay on the line, Green Eye. We got to get you in the asylum. I got to holler at you, man. When we come back, we're going to talk a little more NBA on the preseason. And also the NCAA, some hot games coming up this week. Hey, Ro. My boy Frenchie Montana, Tad Al, it's coming, ain't it? The BCS coming too in a couple weeks. We gonna holler about it. We got our own BCS. A bunch of
you already BCS. Know.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. 347-855-8896. Oh, let's do it, bro.
Chain light up. They black out. Bling. I'm like, ah. Ocho, think of that's a head banger.
Hey,
I see
banger.
A bitch looking thirsty, told her gum. Drink up my head, huh? That new nigga. And what? Shorty got that Ocho. Good head.
Yeah.
And but I'm like,
oh, boy, baby.
Let's go. All I got, bitches, is pipe. Water.
Hey, water.
I done came hey, up overnight.
Look,
order
then she came me head to my leg. Yeah. She gave me the
brain, but that doesn't explain why these lanes be loving the company. Bitches, I don't know shit about them, but they head shake. Yeah, drop that pussy till a leg break. Bustin', got a dirty dozen of the brown things waiting in the room like an egg crate. B-A-D.
B-A-D.
Boy, ho. And I got B-A-D. Bitches for my boys, yo, treat them like royal. Server, black, suburban, swerving through the hood, getting head like turd. And he jump a good job, so she got a blowjob. Sucking it from 9 to 5, that bitch work. Kills.
I see you niggas from the side watch. Got $100,000 in my side pocket. All the hustlers love it. No, I see the leg up. Put on that bitch, give me it. Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco.
Hold down, say that I only recognize these bitches when they lift up. Or from the nose down, I tell them nose down, then watch it go down. Bitch, I'm cold as ice.
Water,
ice. Put that weight down your throat into your ice.
Water, go.
Let me get that for you. Your mama, cause you working. The way you twerking, you can fuck around and get a burger. She like to crack the goods down the middle, drop a perfect. Let me fuck her in the telly, scream her over, let the curtains light. You know French cut, she got on French cut. Yeah. I don't French kiss, I let my friends cut. Me and Red in an all red bench cut.
I told French, I told Lowe to get good head while I'm chauffeured. Mama told me get a nice girl with a good head on her shoulders. Shake down, shake down. Came up on them back blocks, her face on my belt buckle. That's what I call laptop. Side niggas from the side watching, guess they got a side view. Puff got me in this penthouse, that's my view, that's my crew, that's Johnny. So she could come, boss. And her first choice was the number one boss. Niggas from the side watch.
Yeah. Hey, yo, hold on. Fuck
got
that car. Yeah, hold
grand
up with that car.
Side,
hey, hold on. Stop the music.
Hold
let
on.
Me
hold
get some of this.
Stop the music.
Let me get some,
man.
Hey, yo, check this out.
Check
this
out. Yo, bitch. I'm a motherfucking living legend. I'm about to send these niggas through their fifth depression. And my ass is niggas speaking silly. I can stand on the mountains and the streets will feel me. Feel the rush of that bad boy. OBG, that OG, don't OD, cause that's bad boy. She feel royal when she round this. King Kong, now give me crown, bitch.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. 347-855-8896. BlogTalkRadio.com. If you want to go back, call us to hear yourself. Category sports, search box, the streets is talking. NCAA football. Here it comes. You know that old BCS. That's about week 7. It really doesn't matter as long as you finish 1 or 2. And remember the movie Talladega Nights. If you don't come in first, you last.
Yeah. Ricky Bobby.
Son, I didn't tell you that. Yes, you did it in the BCS. If you ain't first, you're last. It's a dirty game. That's what Pac told me. Rest in peace. This college football, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a lot of teams that are undefeated, bro. And I wish that the playoff could have been a year earlier. Now they have guy people on the committee like the president. You know, I know you smell the money. They got the president for next year, the president of the United States on the committee to pick the 4 teams for the playoff.
There you have
it. Do you hear us, world? Do you hear us? The president is going to be a probable candidate to be on the committee to submit the 4 teams to play for a national championship. If I don't know, if that's nothing about the money, I don't know what is. So I pose the question to you. The teams with undefeated seasons I'm going to say it right here and now. Look at your faces. You're going to be on the outside looking in.
You definitely going to be on the outside looking in. It's going to be at least two or three teams undefeated at the end, L Boogie. And it's definitely going to be a challenge. You know, and you got to throw Georgia in there. I mean, granted, yeah, they're going to have to see Alabama again in the SEC championship. But, man, what if the unthinkable happens if Georgia upsets Alabama in the SEC, you know, in the SEC championship game? What will happen then? And, man, we, like you say, we got to wait. Man, that's going to be big. We got to wait a long time because, you know, a year is a long time. And then to get the president and everybody else involved, big money. That's big money, L Boogie. These people got, they trying to get this college money like they got it in that NFL. They trying to turn it into a $1 billion industry. NCAA done messed up and let them get a little leeway. Now they running with it. And it's about to be on and cracking, L Boogie, let me tell you. I can't wait.
I think it's injustice to the youth because, yes, $1 billion for the world, but what do they get? And, yes, I'm a big advocate of, well, they get something that's priceless, which is a college education. Like I said in the movie The Godfather, you keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. So that means you got to pimp them like how they pimping you. It's modern-day slavery, baby. And they need to take advantage of it. But as we go into this following week, it's some big games on the marquee. Now, I'm going to ask you this, Ro. LSU. They're now in the top 10 after putting up 52 points, 59. Are they ready to contend for the national championship? Will Alabama stay undefeated?
LSU is ready, but, you know, their schedule is just as tough as Georgia. If they don't have the number two toughest schedule in the country, they got one of the top five toughest schedules out there, speaking of LSU. So if they can make it to the SEC championship game, you know, it's going to be between them and Georgia. So we'll actually see what's going to happen. And if it can go down, because, you know, Alabama's going to go undefeated, man. This is 3 years running. They're going to three-peat. Doesn't matter who you put in the championship game. We just want to see something competitive. We don't want to see anything of a blowout. So I give it to Alabama on that. Yeah, they'll go undefeated, but it just depends on – the question is not if Alabama's going to go undefeated. It's the question of who's actually going to go undefeated and get the opportunity to face those guys in the national championship. So the playoff system is not here close enough, not here fast enough. And so, once again, we're going to be left scratching our heads at the end of the season when January the 7th comes, talking about, man – why is Alabama running through these boys like this? We thought these boys were better than that. So I give Ohio State the best chance to make it to the national championship game because they have quite the team and they have quite the coach. And, you know, the way it's looking, they're going to run through theirs just as good as Alabama. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Also, secondly, Clemson, they're number three. After this week, in 2 weeks, they play Florida State. Let's not forget, Stanford's going to have to play Oregon. So those teams are going to have to, you know, they're going to knock themselves either in or out of contention, and that leaves Ohio State an opportunity, and they better hope and pray that Michigan wins every game. So that when they play Michigan, it can help them with those BCS, which I call BS points, maybe that can help them propel to being able to play Alabama. So So very interesting, yeah, it man.
It better.
So, who we got in the asylum, man, before we continue? Who you got?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. The asylum is hot, man. Callers keep calling in, man, and it's buzzing hot. So you know what we're going to do, man. We're going to jump right into Mr. Controversy because he said he had something to tell me. And I think I got a guess of what it's going to be on. So let's bring in Mr. Controversy real quick and see what he got to talk about after a good weekend. Hey, yo, Mr. Controversy, what's up? You on the streets, baby. What's happening?
I know what's going on, man. It was a weekend. Listen, man, the streets is talking, and I'm going to be so honest. Oh, my God. The streets have talked. This week, NFL, man, was unpredictable, exciting, extravagant, and you know what? A complete letdown. Let's talk about these Dallas Cowboys. Now, listen, man, I'm going to give all praises when praises is due, man. Man, everybody keep hiding this Denver Broncos. But you want me to tell you one thing that Dallas proved to the world? That
talk to me.
The Denver Broncos to allow 48 points. That is ridiculous. Tony Romo, a choke artist, pushed these boys to 48 points. Also is Tony Romo. He do what he did best. He choked at crunch time, missed $108 million. But you know what, though? That was a spec. You want me to tell you why? Because he got the money. He got the money already.
Man, look
I know
here,
you smell the money.
Look
he got
here,
the money already. He don't care what the world got to say about him no more. He been choking since forever, 2006. Do we forget that? This is in his DNA. He is nothing but a choke artist in big things.
MBG, nothing but garbage.
Man, absolutely. Absolutely, man. That man, listen, man. Oh my God, man. When you got the best pound for pound, man, quarterback arguably in the NFL, and you got this man on the ropes, you gotta have that killer instinct, man. You gotta kill that man. You gotta smell blood.
That's where I'm coming from, Mr. Controversy. That's why I'm not giving Tony Romo a pass. 506 yards is 506 yards, man. And it was good. We had the lead. We had the lead. And, yes, you have to give some blame to the defense, Monty Kiffin. But, man, Tony Romo just put you on a roller coaster that you just don't want to hold on to no more when the grip get loose. You just want to fly out because, you know, like you mentioned, it's coming. But why did it have to come at that point? You were throwing the ball great until the last 2 minutes of the game. Hell, I'd rather have two people messing up for 54 minutes and then give me the best of it in the last 6 minutes. But, damn, I just he can't get a pass on this one for me, Mr. Controversy. All that other stuff is good. But, I can't. I ain't doing it this week. I just can't do
just
it.
Just because
week.
It's paid money, does the defense get a pass?
Don't know.
I didn't hear your boy's name all game, Mr. Ware.
Ooh. The
hey, you watch your mouth.
Oh, wait. Man, the Dallas organization should be ashamed of themselves, man. The Denver Broncos organization should be the same as they self. Anytime a defensive game, man, 51-48, we talking about this was a shootout. It was no defensive ball at all until the last minute and 48 seconds. There was no DeMarcus Ware nowhere. You know, Murray was never heard of during the game. Come on, man. It was all about the nothing but a choke artist.
All right, man, enough about my damn Cowboys, man. What's up with Joe Brown? Are the Browns for real? That's what LW been saying all
man,
night.
First and foremost is my Browns played Thursday night, and we had a brief conversation on Friday what was going on with them. Man, one thing about the Browns is the Browns won this week. They in the winter column. You know, the Cowboys have dropped 2 or 3 in a row.
But we still in first place. We still in first place. It don't matter.
Let me ask you this. Mr. Controversy.
Yes, sir.
You had an upset special.
Believe
Houston, it. Texas beating the 49ers. And Matt Schaub threw another picky pull for 6. So I want to ask you about that. And not only did they lose, but they took him and they took them to the back of third good. And they took them to the back of third good and put a mud hole in them. What do you think about that?
Hey, L Boogie, man, you know Friday when I called in, I said I had 2 upsets. I said I had the Houston Texans over the 49ers, and I had the Indianapolis Colts over the Seahawks. The thing that transpired during this Houston Texans game was absolutely embarrassing, awful, and T.J. Yates is hot off that bench getting ready, getting warmed up, man, because Matt Schaub is going to be ran about that time. The time the offense looked horrible, Matt Schaub, he's a man, I don't know what to call him, man. Woo, he like Tony Romo right now, but he ain't making no artist.
You better say that. You better put him in the same category because he's making all that money and choking. 3 points in 6 quarters.
Man, that's embarrassing. That is embarrassing. Woo! And listen,
that's worse than Tony Romo.
Man, listen, man. And then not only that, man. That man was never comfortable in that pocket. It's like his whole offensive line won't even block a 4 no more.
Yeah.
It looks like the team as well is facing the quarterback as well, just by the body language.
Believe it. They have no faith in that man no more. They is going to leave that man for dead. Listen, what they say, Rocky? Kill him. He's killed. Listen, man, I'm serious, man. The streets have fucked, and that locker room is talking. And, man, listen, you are not going to be able to keep that in the locker room for long, just like Michael Vick. Let's talk about Michael Vick. If Nick Foles come out and have a remarkable weekend this week, it is absolutely bye-bye Michael Vick.
It's over?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I saw Mike. Go ahead.
Man, you know, the most intriguing thing over the weekend, man, let's be honest, man, that Dallas in that game, that Dallas and Denver game was remarkable. It was exciting, and it was poor defense. But the game of the week that has been overlooked, man, was the Indianapolis Colts against the Seattle Seahawks.
No, we didn't gloss over that, because one thing that Andrew Luck did, he went into San Francisco and beat a Super Bowl contender team, and then he came back from a deficit once again, as he does, and he beat another Super Bowl contending team in the Seattle Physical Seahawks. So am I impressed? Yes, I am. He's been the most consistent so far of the sophomore quarterback class.
Absolutely. So do y'all think the Indianapolis Colts are for real?
Yes, with the Houston Texans dwindling like they are, going into a spiral letdown, I think that the Colts can win that division hands down and host a playoff game.
What about the Miami Dolphins up by 10 at halftime, got the Super Bowl champions of last year on the ropes, and they just give the game away?
Can you say Terrell sucks? Can you say Terrell sucks? He's from Phoenix, Arizona. He's from out here in Chandler, Ohio, Chandler, Arizona. Listen to this. When you have a defense like that,
sometimes the coach can make adjustments at halftime, and you do not underestimate a champion. That's what Super Bowl champions do, and he's a Harbaugh. He made adjustments at halftime, and they came out on top. I can't take anything away from the Ravens on that victory with a second-year quarterback again. So I'm disappointed that they let that one slip away at home, because I have the Dolphins doing a lot of things this year as far as probably making a wild card, but I'm not taking anything away from the resilient Super Bowl champions. I give that one to the coach for making adjustments.
So how do y'all feel about the production arm of Tom Brady this weekend? Because I predicted that he was going down. I knew he was. The New England Patriots looked awful, absolutely awful. It's a lot of problems down there they need to get together and come together on. Bill Belichick is a guru of picking things apart. But the plan, the downplay of what Cincinnati put on them this weekend and the beating they gave Tom and Brady and the inefficient of catching with the wide receivers, oh, my God. Whew. Man, I'm saying this, man. Controversy sale, and I'm telling y'all this. This week, it's a lot of jobs is on the line. The bye weeks are starting to pour in. These fans is getting irritated and irate. And if there's no changes coming on that field, it's going to be a lot of ass kicking in the parking lot. And then I'm not.
Man, as always, man, Mr. Chef, a.k.a. Mr. Controversy, my man, old man from Cleveland, Ohio, he's resigning right now in P.A., he's about to be one of the best chefs in the world. So, man, we appreciate you calling in as usual. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends.
Tell their girlfriends, baby. It's all love.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, we got time for a couple more callers.
Oh, man, you know how we're going to do it, man. Let's kick it out to the West Coast, man, because, you know, we've been keeping it in Cleveland for a minute. Big Brother Al, I see you. Skeeter Miller, we see you, baby. You know what I'm saying? D-Mac, we're going to get right at you, baby. Hold the line. You know what I'm saying? But let's go out to the West Coast, man, and see what Cino's talking about, man, because, you know, he always likes to bring in about his Dodgers. I think that West Coast had a lot of love this weekend. Hey, yo, Cino, you on the line with the Streets and L Boogie and T-Rope?
Streets is talking, fellas. What's good?
What's up,
Will
Tim? What you got going on?
Man, oh, man. Just listening to everybody. Talking about your Cowboys. Talking about these Browns.
It was a great game. One of the all-time greatest games between the Dallas Cowboys and the Denver Broncos yesterday down there in Jerry's World. But let me ask you this. Do you give Tony Romo a pass for choking in the end?
Hell no. That's what he do, though. He knew what he was going to do. Ain't nobody surprised about Choco. That's what he does.
Wow.
He called it Tony Choco. Wow.
Tony Choco.
I ain't never heard that one before.
Streets is talking.
But listen. You give the defense a pass. They gave up 51 points.
They're playing against Peyton Manning. What you expect?
Okay,
you're giving that
so
up.
But not 51.
You can only hope
so
to contain L Boogie. You
right.
Can only hope to contain him.
You can hope to contain him. You have to contain him at home.
And they go. Hey.
I mean. You can't give DeMarcus Ware. You can't give that guy a pass. You can't give one of those guys a pass.
DeMarcus, where was he at? DeMarcus, where was he on Sunday? DeMarcus didn't sack Peyton? Man, I don't know who you're talking about.
Hey, man, you watch your tone, man. We just need Rob Ryan back. We just missing Rob Ryan right now. He's looking real good in New Orleans right now.
Nah, y'all missing Emmitt, Michael Irvin, and Troy Aikman. Who y'all missing? Jimmy Johnson.
Like the famous Rick Pitino would say. like the famous Rick Pitino would say, they're not walking through that door.
Hey, they walking through the door. They just got all those yellow jackets on now. That's all that is.
Right.
Hey, El Boogie.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something too, man. Y'all should nobody on this show talk about any sport in Cleveland again. Just disappointing, man. Y'all all hyped because y'all won that one little game, but you lost the quarterback. The Indians is fishing already. Can we not hear anything else about Cleveland sports? Seriously. Let's talk about some real champions like them Dodgers, how we putting it on the team.
You think
still
gotta close
out, please? Oh, we gonna close it out. We put on the mound tonight. Put Clayton on the mound to make sure we shut him down.
He's up in the rotation. He's going tonight.
Yeah, he's going tonight. It's a done deal.
So
you feel like your boys have what it takes to win the World Series?
Yeah, we got what it takes. We brought the team. We pulled the Yankees. This is our year right now. You see Magic Johnson in the stands, smiling, waiting for that championship to come through there.
Yeah. I know you smell the money.
You can smell it.
He paid enough.
Hey, streets is talking.
Hey, preseason has started. I saw the Lakers. They are 1-1 right now. They defeated Golden State and then took a loss to Denver last night. How you boys looking?
We better than we was doing last year at preseason this time. We got us a victory. We won up on them.
Terrell Bryant looked real good in beating up on the San Diego Chargers last night in the late game on the NFL Network. How do you like the Oakland team?
Yeah, that was the best game of the night. I don't know what everybody's sleeping on. Last game on TV, too. Yeah, we did good. TP, improving every game, looking real nice.
I feel you.
I'm
Boogie.
Yes, sir.
El Boogie, even on NBA 2K14, the Cavs are whack. I try to play with them. Oh, my goodness. Kyrie Irving got a little skills, but besides that, they are whack.
Hold on, Mr. Blue Eyes said
that Kyrie Irving needs to play defense. He could be defensive player of the year, and they still ain't going to do shit. I would bet any amount of money on that. It wouldn't matter.
I tell you what. Let's bet this. I bet you the Cavs have more victories than the Lakers this year.
Let's bet on it right now. Screech is talking.
And that's not even my team. I bet you the Cavs have more victories than the Lakers, since you want to be hollering. Your team is going to not even go to the playoffs like my home team. Now, I roll with the Knicks, but you go stop talking about my hometown sometimes now.
T-Ro, I got his blood pumping tonight, T-Ro. He trying to bet me.
That Midwest take it serious. It's getting ready to get
going. Yeah, take it real serious.
Irvin, he's going to do what he said. He do that. He need to play some defense. He like Ole. He'd give up 30 to get 35. Everybody be like, ooh.
But like this is like the first step, the last caller, man. If he can play a little defense, you never know what you might get. You got to have him on your back and let him do his thing because he is a talent. I can give him that. He is a pure talent in this game, and he's going to be a handful to be reckoned with, but he needs somebody else to come along with him. So I can't believe what I just heard, that Cleveland going to have a better record than the we definitely going to have this on file. So I can't
But let me ask you this. With Kobe out, and when he comes back, I mean, they'll be nowhere close to making the playoffs. Where are you going? Like, I mean, are you going to get somebody in the free agency? Who are you targeting for next year? Have you guys looked at that? You get a lot of money now. Besides LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony, I mean, if those, hypothetically speaking, you can't get those guys, who would you go after next?
Well, it all depends what free up. You know, there's talks of bringing Monte Ellis in, you know, to help out with that guard spot. You know, Nash is getting old. You know, Westbrook's contract's coming up. You know, he's from L.A. You know, we got some options. We're going to see what the buses decide to do. But, yeah, we got enough money and the skills and management out there to make a great decision. We're going to be patient and make the playoffs, and I'm going to win this bet, and you're going to see how we do. Lakers, baby, you know it.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Straight from the streets, West Coast, and it's
my
Gino.
Man, jeez.
You know we love you. You know we love you, baby.
Love you, Mike.
No doubt.
Ah, oh, man. That's
Steve,
what I'm
go
talking
keep
about.
It hot.
That's the streets, baby. You know how we get down. You know how we get down. So, man, let's take this quick commercial break, L. Boogie, and come back to the callers. We're going to go straight to Big Brother Al as soon as we come on back to from the commercial. You know what I mean? Because we're getting down to it. So, man, boy, it almost got heated in this. Boy, look at here, L. Boogie.
So what you saying? The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. We the UGK of the sports talk world. 347-855-8896. Or get on your iPad, computer, blogtalkradio.com. Sports is your category. Search box. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. We in the streets. What you saying?
Phone doctor, one wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and glow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment. To do a sucker, new jack, who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, K microphone. Record. Turn on my callers and say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? Understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm playing, taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 99, because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll, catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl, because I choose to refuse this black. While I'm back, I take a chance, Jack, so I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack on my style and zest, and then deadly as crack.
While I'm playing music, playing the sucker's lane. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing, because with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't just love it later, but you can call us cousins, because as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kicking ballistics. Dropping this like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding.
Check the billboard.
People around town talking this and that. Now how we sound like the R and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying?
Twist the lime or crack a 40-0, and then I go for mine. So what you saying?
just saying. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. As usual, I got my cellmates, Joel, the G, and T-Row, and I'm your wholesale boogie. And shout out to Pook, man. Will you tell Cookie Meeks, man, to stop calling while we doing the show? She do that every Monday and Friday, man. Tell her to call the show and stop calling me. Shout out to Ocean, man. Mo Better, man. Down at ATL, Tip, all my people. Everybody that's on the Sports Official, because they're not artificial, they're official. Everybody on the panel over there at the Sports Official show, they come on, you know what I'm saying, on Sundays, 10 a.m. Eastern time. They from Atlanta, Georgia. Check their show out. It's hot. It's frenzy. We about to go back to the yard. We see you, D-Mac. We going to get you in, man. But we got to get Almighty, the big brother Almighty. It's been 5 weeks, the Trent Richardson trade, and your Browns are ahead of the division, 3-2. I know you're ready to sound off. Let me hear it.
Hey, what's going on?
What's the deal? Good to hear your voice, man.
Oh, I'm just chilling, man. I'm sitting back. 3-2, record better than the Cowboys, better than Steelers. It's good to be on top, you know. It's real good. The roses smell much better up here, man. You know what I mean? In Cleveland, and they just falling off. I just still smell them, man. The roses is beautiful in Cleveland. I don't know about
now,
Dallas, but.
Now look at her, big Almighty. Look at her, big bro. I know it's been a while. But hold on, man. Hey, man. Oh, man. Pop your brakes on them boys, man. 506 yards. One quarterback done. 1 week of work and 3 weeks of what your three quarterbacks have done. So, I mean, we good, though. I respect it. But guess what? We tied for first two. So don't get it twisted. Even with a 2-3 record. So I'm feeling good about myself.
That's not a 500 record, though.
Hey,
that's about a 500 record.
In the NFC League, in order to get in, you might not need a 500 record. 79 might be just good this year.
Uh-huh. Well, the Browns record be better than the Cowboys. We ain't worried about it. We ain't worried about nobody, really.
There you go.
Hey, so you like Tony Montana, huh? I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing.
I've been to every home game. Cleveland's been on fire, man. On fire. They beat the mess out the Bills. And then they beat the mess out the fans. I was there. Take that joke, bro. You're in Cleveland.
Now, let me ask you this, big brother Almighty. Now, I know that Brian Hoyer was a real instrumental piece of helping the city get back on its feet. Now, what happens now that you go back to Brandon Weeden? Does he pick up the pace? I know the locker room is all together now, but are we going to see Brandon Weeden like we saw Brandon Weeden in the preseason, or is he going to fall off like he did last year?
You see Brandon Weeden for a half, man. And then my man Cap will call me. I'll pull you. A half. You know how it goes, Meech. You ain't doing right, I'm pulling you, man. That's it. I'm pulling you. You got to go.
You got to get whacked.
You got to go, man. I'm pulling you. You got to go. And the Cleveland fans ain't gonna have it, man. I'm telling you right now.
They will whack you in a second. They will burn your jersey also. Ask LeBron James.
Hey, when Romeo Cannell was down there, man, they had a rope around his neck on a dummy just swinging it at the stadium, man. They not precious or nothing. They just want to win, man. They don't care what color you is. Just win. Flat
just
out.
Win.
Just win.
Flat out. That's all they ask you. That's all we want is a W at the end of the day. Now, the Houston
Texans.
Come on out
of his tailgate, L. Hey, L.
Yes,
come on out of his tailgate. They be lying down in the street and everything, man. Come on out of his old tailgate.
The Muni parking lot will be rocking and rolling, don't it?
Oh, yeah. Ain't no doubt. That's why we send that.
Now, Big Brother Almighty, the Houston Texans then got stopped by two NFC West teams, first by Seattle. Now they got stopped by San Francisco. Is it over for the Houston Texans? Should Matt Schaub be whacked?
Of course. He didn't win it.
Three points in the last six quarters.
He ain't winning, so what you going to do, man? You don't change quarterbacks. This is a league where this costs money, man.
Right.
They not for long. NFL stands for not for long.
Hey, preseason, they were standing to win their division and battle with Denver, man. What the hell now? The bottom of the barrel. You know what I mean?
Do you believe
only
in that?
I got a problem with
that. Do you believe
a problem
in that,
man?
What's the problem?
You know, they told Josh Gordon on the trade block, man.
He just got picked up by Minnesota. He's a Minnesota Viking now.
No, not Josh Freeman. Josh Gordon.
Number one receiver.
Yeah,
he's on the trading block. Why?
They trying to deal him to San Fran.
Why?
That's what they said. From all the talk, I've been listening to NFL, Bruce Brennan, everybody, about him getting in trouble so much. Them flats is bad, man. That West 6 a bad boy, man.
What I always say, Ro, it will suck you dry.
Man, that West 6
the city
bad
will
boy.
Suck you dry. Almighty just proved it and told you yourself. He said the flats are mud. I'm trying to tell you, the streets is talking.
Man,
it will suck you dry.
They trying to get rid of my man.
Is that a bad move or a good move?
It's a bad move. It's like, to me, all you're getting is the second round, right? But San Fran will have one of the best records in the league, so you get the lowercase first round for a guy that, if he hadn't got in trouble in school, would have been a top 25 pick in the league, man. You know what I'm saying? It don't pan out.
That's the same thing with the Trey Richardson trade as well. You're going to get a low pick from Indianapolis because they're going to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, it don't pan out. And then my whole thing about the whole offense is a passing offense. If you ain't completing passes, ain't nobody running. You know what I mean? You got to suck
them in. It's a passing league now. They on the block pitching, man. They pitching dope.
We done, man. If they trade Josh, that little billionaire dude don't have to get a bodyguard, man. Fly out. Harrison won't have to get a bodyguard, man. Fly
You'll
out.
Be the first one to punch him in the jaw, too.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that. And I'm going to let him hit me back before I can have a collar suit, man. You know what I mean?
Now the NBA preseason had just started. Big question for me is, to you, will LeBron and the Heat three-peat?
No. No.
Do you think they will get dethroned in the Eastern Conference Finals or get dethroned in the Finals?
I think Indiana learned something, man. I might have to mess with Indiana. And then my Cavs, if Biden play 50 games, Cavs in the playoffs, man. Easy. If he played 50 games. Hello?
I just told a caller, too. He kept hollering, even though I'm a Knicks fan, but Cleveland is my hometown. He kept bashing them. And I told him, like Lee Corso would say, or my man, remember the cop male from Scarface, wait a minute. I told him that the Cavs will have more victories than the Lakers.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yes, I do. I agree. Like Ronald, sit over there and spit in the cup. You got some players now. Ain't nothing to cry about. You got players. All you got to do is set up that booby, I mean, that
boom right down the defense, and you don't be all right. Flat
wow.
Out. If Bynum plays 50 guys, we good. We're shooting for the playoffs.
Question of the night, before we let you go, Big Brother Almighty, before we get to you, D-Mac, do you think Tony Romo should get a pass for the game for the interception in the fourth quarter with 1:57 to go?
Man, it was three people on the dude. No pass. It's three people on it. What are you looking at? I could have seen that. I ain't got no pocket present, but I know it's three people covering him. Come on, man.
Exactly.
Damn, man.
Whether he can step up and make the delivery or not. Three,
man,
granted, the dude made a – thank you. Granted, the dude made a great interception, jumping in front of the way and just even getting his hands on the ball. But come on, man. What the – no.
The ball
don't get
down
by no 500. Right. 506 yards don't mean nothing when you throw an interception – when you supposed to be the man, when you supposed to deliver on this contract. That ain't worth it. That ain't $55 million worth. Not that one.
Hey, hey, T-Row.
What's up,
baby? I'm sending this chair. Guess what it do?
What it do?
It fall like the Cowboys.
There you go. Well, what's that, then?
Break it. Breaking news, the streets is talking. The Tampa Bay Rays just hit a walk-off home run to force a game four.
That's a good thing. The media should have been there, man. We'll be there next year. I love the coach.
Quit saying that. We'll be there next year. That's what you say for every sport. We thank you for calling. You better call in on Friday, too.
Hey, Al.
Yes, sir.
You better
take
the captain your ankle, because he ain't coming back if he don't get your ankle. For real. We was there, the Yankees won. That's all I want to say, man. Flat out.
You play one more day than us.
Hey, have one more day. Hey. What
the
Yankees
did on
the fourth place?
Oh, man. Yeah, we ended up a mess. We was MPG, nothing but garbage. I would keep it real.
No,
let's take stuff up and joy. Nothing but garbage.
Fourth place, man. Man.
Terrible.
Big George turning over in his grave, man. He can't believe it.
I'm mad for him. I know he's turning up. We still supposed to be playing. It feel awkward. That's not even playing until 2 weeks. Next spring.
Hey, man, all I can tell you is tell them to stay out of GNC, man. Please.
No,
they always taking something wrong. They always taking the wrong vitamins.
On that note, we appreciate you, man. Hey, A-Rod is suing Major League Baseball. He's appealing his 211-game suspension. He's saying that the Major League Baseball and the media are just trying to dig up anything to get him. They're out to get him. 211 games, he's appealing. He's not saying he shouldn't be suspended. He's just saying that I shouldn't be suspended that many games. That's just like saying, I should go to jail, but not for 10, maybe for 5.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand why he's suing. I mean, he already make a whole bunch of money, and like they going to just take his contract from him. So it is what it is. It's just for the, you know, respect of it all, and I think he's going to win because, you know, he can afford those top-notch lawyers who can dig deep and get the story out of you. So I think he's going to eventually win and just put some more money back in his pocket. That's all.
No doubt. We will go to another caller before we go to the commercial.
Yeah, let's hit up D-Mac real quick. It's been a minute. We ain't talked to D-Mac in a minute, so let's bring in Big Brother D-Mac real quick and see what's going on. Big Brother D-Mac, you down with the streets, man. It's L Boogie and T-Row. What's the deal, baby?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Oh, man, you know what it is. Always good to hear family. You know what I'm saying? What's the deal? I know you've been checking out the show for a minute. Appreciate you holding the line. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, no problem, man. Sitting up here watching Geno. Geno about to score touchdowns on these Falcons, man.
Street
update
live.
He just got sacked. Oh, man.
It's going bad.
But no, man, I've been listening to everything, man, checking everything out, you know, these streets here in Cleveland, you know, everybody talking, man. The Browns is still NBG. That dude, Brandon Weeden, is garbage. They is about to fall hard.
And I say that to say also because I can remember this. I live in Phoenix, and they started off 4-0, and the city was buzzing, and, oh, man, we're going to the playoffs. They finished 6-10, so it's a low season. So they just finished the first quarter, you know, they're in their fifth game. They're about to play their sixth, and they're playing the Detroit Lions, and they're not a joke any either. If Calvin Johnson plays, it could be a good game. If not, I think that they have a bigger chance. They already have a chance because they have a good defense, but just like you said, that offense can – they match points for points if Calvin Johnson is playing. And what is this about this Josh Gordon rumor about him being traded? Is that true?
Hey, I was about to chime in on that. That was my first time hearing that today. You know what I'm saying? I just heard it just now with the last caller. And once again, man, you know Cleveland don't like the bad boys, the Albert Bell, the Manny Ramirez, the Kellen Winslows, but – man, you need those tough people here. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, that comes from coaching. That's when the coach and them got to get in there in the gym and sit down and talk to that guy and let them know what they're going to expect. But, I mean, the games that they're winning because of this guy. And you telling me you about to get rid of him too? Man, come on, man. The Cleveland will really be in an uproar if they do that. Come on now. I mean, Brandon Wheaton need all the help he can get because he's terrible.
Your New Orleans Saints went into Soldier Field and put it on the Chicago Bears.
And they did the damn thing.
Right. So my question to you was, because I was, you know, we chiming in on the games, what do you think about your Saints? Are they impressing you?
Yes, they is. They looking real good. They got a tough road schedule coming up. And, you know, gonna really see what they gonna do. You know, you got New England. They got some tough games coming up on the road, but I mean, they defense looking real good with Ryan down there. I mean, you know, Drew Brees doing his thing, and they got the best tight end in the game next to the tight end with the Browns.
Cameron.
But they looking real tough, man. Their defense is looking good, you know, and they never really had that. The defense to go along with that offense, but they defense looking real good, so I think they're going to make some noise.
Got a question of the night. Go ahead, T-Row.
Let me ask you this, D-Mac. Is Sean Payton the real key of why the New Orleans is looking like a whole different team from last year?
Yes, he is. That dude brings swag. He brings everything. You know, he's doing this little CrossFit thing now. I mean, that dude, man, he's a good coach, and you know the city love him, the team love him, and you know they playing hard for that guy. They playing real hard for him. I think he makes a big difference.
Right.
What's up with your Dallas Cowboys, T?
Man, roller coaster ride, just like it is every year, man. It's nothing surprising. It's just disappointing,
man,
that, you know, to have the stats in the game of such that you had last night just to, you know, for nobody to remember it. Just only thing you're going to remember is him throwing an interception in the last 2 minutes of the game, you know?
Man, they needed to knock Goliath out, man, and they had the opportunity to do it, man. Oh.
Right. It's going to be tough.
I was rooting for you, man.
I know, man. It's just the way the Cow Cowboys are, man, the last 7-8 years, you know, it's you up high on the roller coaster 1 minute, and then you just down at the bottom the next. So, I mean,
so,
it's
so
just
you know
the way
we,
that
you know how we feel. You know how we feel in Cleveland, then.
Exactly. You know, I'm not used to this, man. I can't wait to Jerry Jones decides that, you know, we need a general manager and we need a scout team and we need, you know, a president and all this other stuff. You the owner. We need some other pieces of the puzzle to help us get to the next level. And until he decides that he's not going to run the full show, man, we're going to be in the same boat for a minute, man. So it is what it is, man. It's just what you get for being a Cowboys fan, man, sometimes.
Right, right, right.
But, yeah, brother, you know what it is. We appreciate you calling in, man. Hey, don't miss Friday. Friday going to be so hot, man. Me and L Boogie trying to get something lined up. You know what I'm saying?
I promise I will not miss the show. I don't have to go to work Saturday, so I will be chiming in.
That's what I'm talking about,
on,
big brother.
I'm on Saturday, so I'll be checking y'all out, man. I love y'all guys, man. The show is hot tonight.
Oh, no doubt. Love you, too.
Bless L Boogie. Let's hit a quick commercial, L Boogie, before we go to our next callers, man. A young stud out there in the D, Young Mello. I see you, baby. We're going to get you on in just a minute. And then, you know, we got to talk to the big brothers down there with the sports officials to make it official. You know what I'm saying? OG, we're going to come to you right after the break, baby.
No doubt. 347-855-8896. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, with my cellmates, Jewel to DT Rowan. I'm L Boogie. The streets is talking sports talk show. Put it twisted hip hop. Let's go, bro.
Out at only 14, so I start selling crack cocaine and codeine. Time to stack some paper, I gotta do it. Quit thinking I'm a juvenile, but they don't know who they messing with. Yeah, my mama's only son, but I live every day like it's my motherfucking last one. Every nigga in they mama asking why, but I'm in the game, live by the game, and in the game I'ma die. And if I die, or should I say, if I go, bury me in Horn Clark next to the come and go. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to me. The only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on as a trip you're here today. But the next day you're gone.
One day you're
living in, man, it ain't nothing but drama. Everyone wanna harm ya. In New York, niggas getting shot for bombers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with those are hydroponic marijuana. Gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Pac died on the corner behind a funky ass dice game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end, and I had to quit letting that devil push me to a sin. My brother been in the pen for damn near 10, but now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone, cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
We always play that on Mondays for the NFL because as we speak, one day you hear the next minute on Monday, the whack. Some guys got waved today. And for the Jets and the Falcons, they'll be waved tomorrow. NFL, baby, stands for not for long. man. It's crazy. It's frenzy. Yo, we want to go into one of our special guests. Go ahead, T-Ro.
Yeah, you know what we got to do, man. Real quick, man, we got to jump into the asylum, man, because, you know, we always keep it real with our big brothers from the sports officials who hold it down Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., like you mentioned earlier. And, you know, when the OG call in, man, you know, you gotta respect the game, man. So, you know, big brother OG, I hope you're on the line with your boys from the street. What's the deal, big brother?
Streets is talking. What's really happening? Heaven O, what's going on, world? What's up with it, land? What's up with it? Hell, Boogie, T-Row, what's really happening?
Man, shout out. How we get it cracking.
Shout
Cleveland,
out to Heaven O, you.
Cleveland, what's really happening? Almighty, what's up with it? D-Mac, everybody from Cleveland, man, what's really happening?
That's what I'm talking
what's
about.
What's going on?
Man,
hey, man, what's going on, man? I know you saw the most exciting game of the weekend in between the Denver Broncos and the Dallas Cowboys. And the question of the night, big brother, of course, is do you give Tony Romo a pass for throwing an interception even though he had 506 yards and 5 touchdowns?
I've been listening to you guys, man. Listen to the callers, watch the game, everything. I heard you guys say this was the question of the night. Man, like, you know, how do you give him a pass, you know? Because as, you know, we as a quarterback, there's no I in team, of course, but as a quarterback, it's your team. You know, you're the leader of that team, you know what I'm saying? So you have to take accountability as the leader of the team, you know what I'm saying? If you cost your guys to lose a game, you have to be mad enough to be able to come out and say that. Like, he's not even really taking responsibility or accountability but throwing that horrible pass. And like Almighty said, it was three people on this guy. And if you watch it, he was looking at somebody else and he came back to this guy. But it's like it was three people on this guy, man, and he just threw the ball. So you had to take some accountability. There's no I in team, but he supposed to say, look, man, I lost the game for my guys, man. I effed up, man. As simple as that. I threw the ball and I wasn't supposed to throw it. You know what I'm saying? All that pity pat and panty cake, man, like, that's for the birds. You know what I'm saying? He's Dallas's new. T-Row, you know what he is? He's you guys' new Danny White. That's who he is, the new Danny White.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, it was some years.
He's
the
new Danny White.
God,
he's not about to win.
You know what that
means. Right.
MBG.
How is he going to get a pass? Right. MBG, man. How you give him a pass? You can't give him a pass for that. Jerry Jones, I don't know how you gave him a pass. You should have sucker slapped him, really. You know what I'm saying? You should have sucker slapped him. You should have sucker slapped him for that one. You can't give him a pass for that one, man. Because they was going at it, man, and they had him. They had Denver on the ropes, everything. You know what I'm saying? So it was his game to win or lose. And he lost.
Right.
Simple as that.
Right.
Simple as that.
Right.
And then on that. I'm listening.
Go ahead. I was going to say, Cleveland is in first place in the division, 3-2, won 3 games in a row. What's up with Cleveland? They're pretty hype. Now they got to go back with Brandon Weed.
Hey, man, they got it. Hey, y'all ain't even beat the game. Hey, y'all got to beat the game. It's like, look at how he said that they about to trade Gordon. They about to trade Gordon, right? Like the owners didn't throw in the towel already, man. They want to lose every game. You know what I'm saying? The players just got to come on in with it. They want to lose the games, man. They want a franchise quarterback, man. They want somebody in there, man. You know, owners do. You know, they want. That's why they about to trade Josh Gordon. They trade Josh Gordon. They don't have nobody to throw to. You know, so they can't score no points. You know what I'm saying? They just lost the quarterback for the season, so Whedon got to come back in. So, man, the Browns, they doing good, but at the same time, doing good for what? For what purpose, man? We need a franchise quarterback around that camp. We need a franchise player, period. It can be a linebacker, a receiver, anything. We need some franchise, some street type of showstopper type of ability around that boy, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need around there. So they getting rid of Gordon so that they showing Cleveland that they really tanking the season. It's the players that are still going out there playing hard and trying to win games and all that.
Exactly. They're playing for a paycheck. You know,
yeah, the owners, man, the owners is throwing the towel, man. They want one of these quarterbacks, man. There's some franchise quarterbacks coming in. We need a franchise quarterback. In my opinion, the only person we can get is that guy that wear that size 15 shoe, man, at 6 feet, man. That freak. That freak. We need that freak around there, man. So they can pave some of them potholes, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, OG, I got another question for you. If Atlanta lose to the New York Jets tonight, is the season over for the Atlanta Falcons?
Man, I think the season had already been over for these guys, man. I'm watching the game and I'm just trying to see, like, they kind of overrated, man, because their defense, man, is shabby. They got a lot of holes in that defense, man, and then they let people score too many points on them. You know what I'm saying? And they got to keep coming back. They got to keep coming back at the end. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. Like games that you would think that they should just be howling people and manhandling the cats, they be letting cats roll on them. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the Jets just scored again. The Jets got 28 against them already. You know what I'm saying? So, they missed a window of opportunity, man. You know, a lot of times you got to strike while the iron is hot. When you got that opportunity, man, you got to go on it. And, you know what I'm saying, to really put your foot on somebody's throat, man, you got to go and do it, man, and take advantage of that opportunity. I think the window kind of closed on them guys, man, you know what I'm saying? Because New Orleans is hot right now, you know what I'm saying? So I think the window kind of closed on these guys, man. They took it too light.
Right. Last question, because, you know, we tight on time. We still got another call in the asylum ready to jump in. Can Atlanta beat the Dodgers? Can they force a game five?
Oh, man, it's over with, man. L.A. is hot, man. L.A. is rolling. You're not watching the games? Man, L.A. is on fire, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, postseason all comes down to pitching, man. They pitchers are out there on fire, man. So I'm just going to leave it at that. It comes down to that pitching. So whoever got the hottest pitchers, man, that's who's going to win. You know what I'm saying?
You heard it. Okay, I got one more question. I know you've been listening. L. Boogie said Cleveland is going to have more victories than the Los Angeles Lakers in this upcoming NBA season. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, most definitely, man. Cleveland going to have a few more victories than the Los Angeles Lakers, man. Because you got Gasol is not going to be there. Gasol not going to be there either for a minute. And you got DeMar out. Oh, man, they're going to have a few more victories than the Lakers. And I heard that question about, is can the Heat three-peat? Come on, L, man. We already know what it is. They ain't lost nobody. They haven't lost nobody, and ain't nobody.
And they got Michael Beasley.
Wow. Right, they added Beasley and Odin. You know what I'm saying? They added Beasley and Odin. They ain't lost nobody. You know what I'm saying? LeBron said he got better. So who's going to beat them? Who's going to beat them?
Yeah. I say no one myself. I think they're going to three-peat too.
Oh, come on, man. They're going to three-peat, man. As long as them guys are healthy. You know what I'm saying? And LeBron, like you said, if he got better and they add them a couple pieces, they don't need Odin to the playoffs. Man, who's going to beat them guys? You know what I'm saying? So you just got to give it to them, man. Keep it moving productive. We just talking sports officials. Sundays at 10, man. Check us out. OG scorekeeper. Have an OU, man. Go Mez. Check us out, baby.
Much love, baby. Much love. You know we're going to tell the world that, too. Streets ain't just talking. They listening, too. They ain't artificial. They official, ladies and gentlemen. Stand up. You know, Nilly Neal, Mitch, T-Nick, man, you just heard the OG scorekeeper. Hell, Boogie, before we get out of here, man, we only got about 5 minutes left. Let's take it back down to the Dirty South, man, you know, down there in the D. I think we got a first-time caller ready to check in and to holler at us, man. Hey, yo, caller, welcome to the Streets is Talking, man. You on live with your boy L. Boogie and your boy T-Ro. What's your name and where you calling from?
Lilo, Call of D-Time, man.
Mello, what's the deal, man? First time caller, welcome to the streets, man. L Boogie and I love sports, man. I know you've been listening to the show. You got something to say. Let me ask you this. Are you a Cowboys fan?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Now, the question of the night.
Yesterday.
Yeah, the question of the night L Boogie has presented to all the callers in this asylum is, does Tony Romo get a pass
after throwing for 506 yards and 5 touchdowns? Do you give him a pass for throwing that interception in the last 2 minutes?
I don't give him a pass, but I can't just put it all on Romo, though.
Before that,
who
play,
would you put it on? I'm put on the whole team, but overall at the end of the game, Romo did throw that interception to cause him to lose, but at the same time, though, what about Murray when he did that hold he didn't have to do when Dez Brown caught the ball in the middle field, got 27 yards. That put him out the hole from beginning to safety. Then they brought it back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't just put on Romo. What about Harris when he dropped the third down wide open pass for first down? Or
right.
What else happened? That's the best they ever blocked from Romo in 4 years, man. When they got Brian
right.
Waters and their boy Frederick, and boy Frederick, their center, that's the best they ever
from
had.
Wisconsin.
That's the best block they ever had, man.
Right.
And let's not forget, they should have struck like OG said while the iron was hot because Von Miller was not in uniform.
Right, right. Yeah, you're right about that. But like I said,
Hey, Mello, do you think the Cowboys can finish strong and end up winning the NFC East this year?
I believe that part, yeah. But I think they won't be ready for Super Bowl till like good 2 years from now, man. They ain't getting nothing in the draft. No defensive tackles. Yeah, I ain't going to start, dog. You can't. It's certain pieces you need on that team, man. They ain't got no defensive line, dog, besides Welk. And that Sylvia, he doing all right. But you need some young dudes in there, man. They need to get some defensive tackles in the draft. Get one more offensive lineman, maybe two. They'll be Gucci after that, though. But Marvin, they need 4 years, man. What they got right now, see, if Rattley was all right, then, you know, they got better opportunity. But they got some no-name guys right there.
Right.
But
Right. And in order to run Monty Kiffin's type of defense with that cover two, you got to have guys in the middle, the defensive tackles like a Warren Sapp and all those other guys that will bring the ball right now, like you mentioned, with Radliff getting a better offer and a couple of other guys missing in the middle. We don't have that, so we don't have that up-the-middle rush that will give the Cowboys an opportunity to put pressure on the quarterback like they normally do. So I agree with you there. Now, let me ask you this. You in the D. What's up with the Dallas Mavericks, man? I know Mark Cuban kind of lost his mind like Jerry Jones. Can you give us some insight on the Mavericks?
Man, they shouldn't have got rid of all them players they did that took them to the championship, man. That's all I'm going to say. They were trying to gamble on getting Dwight Howard, and that didn't even work. So it's like you set yourself up for failure with that one. You should have kept with what you had.
Right.
They got them to the championship.
Exactly.
I just got a tweet, man. One of the callers said Jerry Jones might be dead in 2 years.
Well, if that's the case, that's going to help the Cowboys out a lot because we need a general manager and somebody else to call the shots at times.
Right. Maybe he needs to, you know, perish and maybe somebody he can see it from heaven. He can sprinkle down some luck from heaven and bring a championship.
Hey, Mello.
I'm
going to
tell you.
Hey, man, we really appreciate you checking in with the streets, man. Hey, lock this number in, man. We on every Monday and every Friday, and we on at 9 p.m. Eastern to 11, man. So, L Boogie, tell them what to do.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends.
You hear that, Mello?
That's a bit.
We need you to do that because we know you Big Pepper down there in the team, baby. So,
and it's Freestyle Friday.
And it's Freestyle Friday. So if you know anybody out there getting it in, got some freestyle flow, man, tell them to check in with the street.
Okay.
Already. Yeah, L Boogie, and now to do it, man. You know what it is, L Boogie. My shout out, man. I want to give a big shout out to my baby for getting back on the 2 feet, man. We had a little scare over the weekend, but she back. She back on the 2. So much love to my wife. You know what I'm saying? And L Boogie, you know what it is. We about to put the funk in the air. It's time to get it in. It's the boy birthday. Yeah! Time to get it in, L Boogie. Much love to you, Jewels. I see all the people in the asylum that called in this evening. I see you. Caesar, MIA, stand up, baby. Come kick it with your boy. Let's put something in the wind. You know what I'm saying? Bluesy, I see you in the studio. You know what it is. L Boogie, you know I love you, baby.
No doubt.
Man, shout out, man, to Bluesy, man. Special shout out, man. Show sponsored by The Streets Is Talking, as usual. Well, sis, glad you got better. Man, to my peoples out there, Rule the Green Knot, everybody calling in. Show was hot. It was Monday Madness. Can't wait to Freestyle Friday. We got a lot going on. Is Matt Melting Ryan going to prevail tonight? I don't know. It's going to be some shirts burning in the ATL if he don't get it together. Until Friday, I got to get back with my cellmate. Man, birthday edition of T-Row. It was hot tonight. We'll see you on Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Man, the ward, he looking at us. We got to go. Oh, the streets is talking. L Boogie, T-Row, Jewels, and G. Love y'all. And we always going to keep them in the building. Let's go, bro.
Fuck me good, but she no stay. Murder on that pussy, let her boyfriend get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me at this P-Rose. Last night, I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madden bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from off that corner store. Hater, I be doing me, you got to be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All this ice that's in my rollie, I be chillin'. And I just made a couple million, so I could take care of them children. Oh,
bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me say when, and I say church.
Bought my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for, nigga.
Bad bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her way to 50 bottles and she tell me stay winning. Good, I'm tryna hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. You got that $1 million body. Shorty, my Bugatti. And she said she got a man, we keep a secret, Illuminati.
Got Patron
on deck. It's rock all in my bottle.
Push it on
her head. She was on that reposado. And I take her out to Rado. And this bitch, I'm spinning like I hit Salado. This is Salado. Bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas.